I am more afflicted than Cupid, what I have done for. Then what should I say to him? This is the order of, from the higher plane. I have to do it. So you take prasad, paran.
Yeah, I don't want to disturb his breakfast.
Paran.
He wants you to break your fast.
The Dadashi Paran?
Yeah.
You were saying one.
Wait?
Yes.
Was it Dadashi Paran for us?
Take some paran. In time, we should take something to finish the role of Ekadashi. This paran is also part of the fasting. The Shastra is recorded. Within some time, we must take something to observe the honor of Ekadashi.
Thank you for your time. And I wish you a happy birthday and many more for our sake.
In search after infinite, until infinite comes to me graciously to reveal himself, go on, sir. It is his pleasure, not my pleasure, and not anything to force him. It is absolute. And I have come to get a drop of grace from the absolute, not any limited thing. I am everywhere, nothing in me. I am nowhere. I am nowhere, nothing in me. I am everywhere, everything in me. Try to understand this peculiar mystic position of mind. আজকে মায়াপুর হয়ে কৃষ্ণনগর পালন করলে আবার ফিরে এখানে আসবে তো
আচ্ছা
তুমি জায়গাতে নিশ্চিন্ত ছিলাম সব দিক রক্ষা হতো এখনো পঞ্চাশ জন আছে বাইরে লোক আজ খেয়ে দিয়ে অনেক যাবে
recently I'm giving some talk at a university and I made mention that Shankaracharya did not give
Vyadhar Gauranga.
I made mention Shankaracharya did not give Vedic Siddhanta. Many of the professors, they are very angry with that statement. I'm asking, is that correct to say that or not correct?
You can't conceive that yourself. What Shankaracharya gave.
I'm repeating what is in the books.
But you can't catch the meaning proper.
No, I think from what I can understand, Shankaracharya did not give Vedic Siddhanta, but he was...
Why not Vedic Siddhanta?
Because Vedic...
What are the points?
Vedic conclusion... Vedic conclusion is that...
What is the defect in his explanation of Vedic Siddhanta?
Because he is giving impersonal conception. Because he is not saying the absolute truth is person.
Why?
Why is he not? Because
the Vedic expression you have to analyze and show that what Shankara gave that is incomplete here.
Yes.
What are the points? Have you detected them? No.
Say again?
The Shankara's explanation of the Vedas are defective.
Yes.
Why? Can you point out them?
Yes, Yes, I tried to point that out, but they say that Shankaracharya was preaching devotion, bhakti, to the Absolute.
He did not recognize the receiver of devotion. He said, all Maya, Krishna, Narayan, the personal conception of Narayan, Krishna, all the gods of Maya, illusion. All imaginary. Beyond imagination, nothing remains. But we say,
আর সেদিনকে ডায়েশ থেকে আপনার টাকা চুরি হয়েছিল জানলাম না। আপনি যে ডায়েশে বসেছিলেন না, ওখান থেকে একটা ছেলে টাকা চুরি করেছিল,
একটা টাকা আপনি চটমেজে বাইর করেছেন শুনেছি। আমি শুনলাম যে সে না না করতে আমি দুই চর দেয়াতে তখন
শিখাতে পায়ে ধরেছি।
আরেকটা এই বক ফুল আছে এখানে না, দুটো গাছ, এই প্রায় পাঁচিল উঠে ছেলে পেলেরা বক ফুল পারে। শুধু তাই নয়, আবার দুটো গালাগাল চালা গেলে দেয় কেউ বলতে গেলে, এইটা একটু লক্ষ্য করবেন তো, যে পাঁচিলটাতে এই পাশে ওই গেটের ওইদিকে বক ফুলের গাছ আছে, ওই পাঁচিল উঠে বক ফুল পারে, আর কেউ বলতে গেলেই গেছে গালাগাল করে।
রবীন্দ্রনাথ বলছেন করে, আমি তো একটা ছেলেকে দেখতে পাচ্ছি না যেটা সামনে এসে ব্যাধি পায়।
এই পরশু দিন এই ঘটনা ঘটেছে, সকাল পরশু না কাল পরশু হয়তো, তো ওইখানে বলে রাখবেন আপনার লোক যারা ওখানে থাকে থাকে একটু লক্ষ্য রাখবে যে কোন ছেলে এসে ওখানে বক ফুল পারে, পাঁচিল উঠে পাঁচিল উঠে বক ফুল প্রায় পেরে নিয়ে যায়।
আগে গেটটা পা গেছে জানেন তো,
হ্যাঁ
আগে গেটটা চুরি গেছে, গেটটা আমরা পেয়েছিলাম জানেন তো,
ওখানে ওখানে হ্যাঁ সেটা শুনছে তো অনেকদিন হল।
আচ্ছা আমি এখন বলছি, হ্যাঁ আপনাকে তো পাওয়াই যাচ্ছে না, কোনো কথাই বলা যাচ্ছে
না। আমিও হয় সঙ্গে কথা বলতে বলতে
the reason I have some doubt about
Shankaracharya, you see, you hear first some basic thing. Bandhanantara conception is this. Shankar says that everything is imagination. Imagination. The conception of God, so many gods, so many, whatever. Differentiation means in the imaginary world. And after that, the non-differentiated, non-discriminatable, all else. But Ramanu says, and the other Vaishnava, that is super subjective world that can come down here, but we cannot go up to that transcendental place with this ego. The fundamental difference is here. We are subject, we survey, we are monarch of all I survey. We are surveying both gross and subtle things with our ego. But when our ego finishes the border, at the border, that is, saha mahajana tapa sattaluk, according to subtlety, the gradation is running high, bhuva mahajana tapa satya, then viraja, right? Effacement of our ego, and then Brahmaloka, certain hazy conception of some conscious thing, non-differentiated. Here finish Shankaracharya. Then Ramanuja comes with his interpretation from the Veda, same Veda and other things, theistic scriptures, that as a subjective experience, it is finished there. But sometimes we can feel that something descends from some higher plane to our plane. There is not limit, but that fineness is going on. And then after our Jivatma, the Paramatma, the Narayan conception, all this, that is called Vaikuntha, the unlimited, the infinite. Infinite has got also life, and that can come down, but we cannot go up. That is called transcendental, supramental. There is some substance. When he comes down to our plane, we can feel. But when we drop, we are nowhere. There is such a plane. Adhokshaja. Adhokshajam indriyajam jnanam. The whole world of our sense experience is adhokshajam, that has been kept down. That is dispersed, and some higher feeling comes down. There is a world, a systematic world. And now and then, here and there, we find that, have you heard the saucer, the story of saucer, flying saucer? Some say that we come in connection with flying saucer, but can't connect with them. They can come to connect with us, but we can't connect with them, that flying saucer. A few years back, there was a rumor, the flying saucer, perhaps from another planet, with more efficient planes, they are coming to visit our plane. If they can connect anywhere, they can drop, but we run chase after them, can't catch them. So that's Adhokshaja plane, the finer plane than the so finer that Jiva soul is gross to them. Jiva soul, Jivatma, gross. And more fine, Paramatma. And a plane, all conscious plane, higher consciousness plane, there is. One, there is no limit with Brahma Loka, as Shankar says. That I no taxation without representation. We want Shankar or this Matsar. Shankar does not recognize any plane, any absolute plane where he is not represented. Soham. Where I am, I cannot remain, I cannot thrive. I won't accept that. I don't admit the existence of such things. But the devotees are of opposite type. They say, where we live, our position, our vision, our scope, our prospect, all limited. But there is infinitely higher planes, higher. They can come so subtle, they can pierce through and come here. Ether can pass everywhere. But the stone cannot pass anywhere through ether. So, like far ethereal subtleness, the plane is there, and there is everything, personality, then the devotees, all these things. Not only this, but this is the gross, parvata reflection of that subtle world, subtlemost world. And it is there. We cannot go so far. Our jurisdiction is limited. But there does not end the world proper. The beyond that, the transcendental, they can come down to contact with us, but we at our pleasure can never contact with them. And how contact is possible with that world for us? Without passports, the visa is necessary. For the interest of that plane, if the recruits us from this uncivilized world to serve the purpose of the civilized world, then we can be taken in. The African, a Capri, can be taken to America as a slave. Something like that. If we sign the bondage, the bond of a slave, then we may be taken in there. And that is our proper soul, die to live. After the death, wholesale death of our present life here, we can rise up, we can awake in our finest self. And that is a self of slavery, eternal slavery to that land, to Krishna, to that Krishna. In this way, there is another. The stage of Alokshaya, the knowledge, the stage, plane of knowledge is mainly divided into five sections. The knowledge drawn from the pratyaksha, sense experience, self-sense experience, pratyaksha, parokha, which is not experienced by me, but experienced by others, and I also accept it as my own knowledge, in the store of my own house. Everybody say, there was a war, I have not seen with my own eyes, but I take it in the store of my own knowledge. Parokha, not pratyaksha, sin, not my direct sense experience, but which is experienced by other senses. That is the second stage of knowledge. The third stage of knowledge and the last stage according to Shankara is in the sound sleep. When we wake up from sound sleep, we say, I slept a very peaceful sleep. Thereby, I say that I had some experience there, but that is undetectable. At that time, when we were in sound sleep, we cannot feel anything. But when come down from the level, we assert that I had some peaceful experience. That is paroksha anubhuti. Shankar says goes up to that, and says this is aparoksha anubhuti. Pratyaksha parokha and aparoksha, higher. And in samadhi, the yogi, they live there, they're in their slippery mode. And then Ramanuja and other Vishnu says, that there is a finer level where they can come to us, and our fine self can, finest self within can be taken up into that plane, but not for any, to satisfy any our individual enterprise, but we shall have to die as we are and to be realized as the slave of that world, that finest golden self of ours. Mahapur Jeev Nitya Krishna Das Jeeve Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. Within our deep must have self, that sort of self can be trust, which can enjoy the confidential service of slavery of the Supreme Lord, the Absolute Sweetness. The realm is like that. And Shankara does not admit. According to Shankara, so many gods are admitted, but their existence all gross, all in the misconceived world, not in the absolute standpoint. From the absolute standpoint, a misconception. I am monarch of all spheres. Everything I see according to my limited interest, provincial or local interest. The universal interest, whatever, what we see, that have got some universal necessity or reality. But we throw our own interest, provincial, local interest on them, and see accordingly. Everywhere it is here, all relative interest, relative interest. A cat sees a thing in his own interest, a man sees another, a dog another. In this way, everyone has got its selfish center, and according to that, they see the world. So many planes of seeing according to every seer. But the universal standpoint of seeing, estimation of everything there is on the background. And we have to accept that. From Krishna consciousness, from the standpoint of Krishna's interest. And we are all part and parcel, we are of slave to him. and everything is dependent on his will. That is the most absolute plane of seeing everything, calculating everything, and living in that atmosphere. The most subtle and highest, most fundamental plane, the plane of the absolute whole, independent of all the local, the national, the social, the so-called religious conception that is thrust into the absolute conception of the thing. That must be withdrawn, whole self. And then we are to imbibe the ways of that plane which is coming from that, and that is nirguna. Nirguna. Nirguna means positive and the most finest, which is free from all local and provincial vision. That is nirguna, as he is, as this most, the highest central ways. And to train ourselves to see things in that way, similar, harmoniously with the ways of that plane to learn. That is necessary. So Shankara says everything, what is visible and feasible, that is all Maya, imposed on the environment. And that is withdrawn, nothing remains. Only one Brahma, some sort of hazy, non-divergent mass of knowledge is there, nothing else. But that is Brahma Pura. That is there, and that is a subtle world, and that world is infinite, and that is more powerful, more independent, that can contact with us and their sweet will, and if they accept them to take in their, to have their conception, then only we can have conception, otherwise not. Not a matter of right. No. Not a matter of right, but matter of bliss. No. But that is a world we cannot deny, that if graciously they take him to the so subtle plane, we can have a very sweet and a happy experience and enjoyment also. And that is, we can find them, that is the real life. And what we are living here, that is undesirable, that is Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, full of these defects, and this is false. Only to impose our own limited vision to the environment. This is false. But that is real. That is real. That I am had a very meager position, imaginary, ever smallest position in consideration of the absolute angle of vision. It is really true. It is really true that my position is the finest of the fine, and my independence, everything is of that character. But that is all graceful, all, and everyone is self-giving, not exploiting, but all devoting, dedicating nature, the happy world there is. And we can be taken in, if they want me to take in, the another world is there, that is transcendental. And Mahaprabhu says, according to interpretation, Shankar says, Apani Padu Javanu Grihita, he has got no leg and no hand, but he can run and he can catch. Pashyatta Chakhu, he has got no eye, but he can see. Then Mahaprabhu says, why Shankar says that he has got no eye, no leg, no hand, but he has got eye, but not eye, like our this fleshy eye. But he has got that transcendental eye. So he has got everything. Amani Padu Javan Pashyatta Chakhu. Then Neho Nanasti Kinchana. There is no variegatedness, all is one. Shankara takes the oneness and this plurality he is dismissing. Well, why he should dismiss the plurality? Nana? Why? Because if there is not Nana, then why Shankara has come to refute it? It is there. But it is mundane. It is partial. In this way, Mahaprabhu catches Shankara. He is accepting the revealed truth, not wholesale but partial. Do you follow?
Yes.
If Sadbhang Kodajang Brahma, everything is one Brahma, then if there is not everything, then what is the necessity of Shankar to come and to do away with him? There is that. We can't eliminate it, possibly it is not existing. It is that. And also it is not variegated because the unity underlying, the harmony, harmonizing center is in the back. So the nana is there, and the variety is there, and the unity also in the background to harmonize them. Both must be accepted fully. Every part of the living truth must be accepted. Shankara, according to his whim, according to his provincial necessity, he is accepting something of the Veda and rejecting something. These are the basis you must be acquainted with, and then you will be able to dash them out.
then they use the same quote that Prabhupada used. They used to prove their point. That he is teaching bhakta, bhakti. They use the same shloka. Prabhupada used bhajagovindam, 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 mudapate. They say, so he is believing.
What shloka?
Bhajagovinda.
Bhajagovinda, he is Govinda, he is a puppet of Shankara, of illusion. That Govinda we do not recognize at all. That is in the, because beyond illusion, beyond Maya, nothing remains but that non-differentiated consciousness. That is not reality. That is under world of misconception. That is Maya.
Shankara's Bhajagovinda.
Yes. That Govinda, that everything. He gives recognition. After the Buddhist school inundated the whole of India also. And the Shankara came to re-establish the Vedas, the Hindu. And he had to make compromise with all the sections of the different gods. Some were worshipping sun, some Ganesha, some Kali, Durga, Shiva, Vishnu, and they effectively conquered, took them all, combined them, and told everything is true, but you admit that Brahma is the highest rich. And in this plane, you worship everything. So a compromise proposal. People, okay? Anyhow, a proposal was given to by Shankara that I give recognition to all sorts of worships, but you have to admit that this is all Saguna. And in the Nirgun is only non-differentiated consciousness, mass of consciousness, Brahma. In this way he effected a compromise between all the clans of different worshippers of different gods. And he pushed on to with his propaganda and successfully driven away the Buddhist influence from India. That he did. He gave recognition to all sorts of conceptions of all the gods, demigods. And he included Vishnu, Narayan also within that. But we say that all conceptions of gods are all from in the Shakam Bhakti, to fulfill our worldly aspirations. But Hari is Nirguna Sakshat. But Narayan is Nirguna, means Gunatita. Gun means Sattva Raja Tama, the three conceptions of Maya. That is misunderstanding, wrong estimation of the environment. That is of three kinds, Tamasic, Rajasic, Sattvic. Vishnu is said to be the god of in the sattvic, in the highest plane of misconception, Narayana or Vishnu. But it is within misconception. And beyond misconception, only non-differentiated mass of consciousness. That's all.
So Vishnu is both Gunavatar and Nirguna.
But our Vaishnava's contention that the other gods are within this my conception for to fulfill so much necessity of our my demand. But Hari is Nirguna, that is absolute. The waves of that plane is absolute. It is waving, the vibration is automatic, spontaneous and sweet. The plane of bhakti, the plane of devotion, or that is the nature of center carrying waves. All waves, all vibrations are carrying towards the center. The innermost foundation of the whole existence is like that, coming from the center and going to the center. The most subtle, that cannot be detectable by these colored, prejudiced persons. So those are embarrassed and covered by so many local and selfish demands. They are blinded and enclosed, their eyes, feelings are enclosed by their selfish necessity.
How can the eternal sphere be a part of our provincial desire? As you are saying, Shankaracharya.
We are to wholesale, we are to give up our provincial and limited necessity, and waves coming out of that, we have to transcend. And Shankara says only we can see the halo of some other world. And we have no recognition that in that within that halo there is everything. The real cause is there, causal world is there, and this is a perverted reflection in the selfish mirror of different variety. All reflection in the selfish mirror of different variety and different wideness, width, and thickness, sattva-rajo-tamo. But the real world is there, and from the absolute consideration, from the absolute consideration of our real world, the most fine, and that is ahituka and apparihata, the waves, automatic and irresistible. That is Nirguna. And we are to connect us with that wave, eliminating our overcoating, this our self of experience, self of mind, self of judgment, justice, everything. If we dive deep into our soul, at the very most subtle existence of our consciousness, we can trace that is fit for the membership of that, the world of that wave, that fundamental wave. It's submissive to them, to that way, Nirguna. That is, Nirguna means automatic, ahituki, causeless, and apparihata, can never be resisted, the fundamental way. That is wave of love, wave of love, and that is modified with some consideration, vidhi, that is wave of Vaikuntha. The infinite is generally Parabhum, and the deepest part of Parabhum is spontaneous, and it is a loving atmosphere. Everything contributes, everyone contributing, no one drawing from the bank. Everyone is giving to the bank. Here everyone is an exploiting agent, and they are just the opposite, all contributing agent. All contributing agent, no consumer. And here everyone is consumer and no contribution. So, just opposite conception there in the reality. World of reality in Vrindavan, relatively beautiful, beauty, harmony, that is controlling everything, not power. Power is not the ultimate controller, but it is beauty, it is blissfulness, it is harmony, it is love. Love means that everyone is dying. Dying, a dying unit. Die to live. And by dying, they are living. They are giving, emitting everything from them, and automatically sustained they are, most happily. That is the plane of that time. Do you follow?
A little.
Certain, eh? Somewhat.
Yes. You mentioned the third stage of knowledge. Is that Sushupti? The third stage.
Sushupti.
Where you are.
Sushupti is the margin. Yeah. The margin of the negative side and positive side, the abscissa. Sushupti is abscissa, withdrawn from this selfish world. And not entrance into the serving world. Withdrawal from the world of exploitation, but no entrance, no admission into the world of dedication. That is Sushupti.
So Shankaracharya's concept is higher than that?
He withdraws to the Sushupti. Complete withdrawn from this world of exploitation, where we cannot thrive. And then entrance into the world of slavery, where everyone is a contributor without any selfish consideration. And that is the most happy and desirable world for living. And there everyone lives in his most pristine and original individual consciousness. That is, center carrying waves are there. And this is all outcarrying waves, so many interest of centers, so many centers of interest, and all clashing with one another. And there are only one center for interest for all, and working harmoniously for that. So honey is coming out, sweetness is coming out in the whole atmosphere, all contributing, and here all exploiting, devouring, this plane, most objectionable, worthless, and heinous wage, world where we are at present. Without exploration, none can retain his existence for a second. This creating disturbance, creating nuisance in this plane of life. And just the opposite there. It is not unreasonable. That is, everything is bad and there is no goodness in the world.
So Shankaracharya is still in the exploiting.
Shankaracharya only stopped the negative side, and that is temporary.
Yes.
And no intense, not positive program for him. Only negative program, withdraw. And enter into the call, into the positive side. The happy side of the world. And this is unhappy side. Mere withdrawal. Buddha and Shankara, only they cried for withdrawal. But Ramanuja Vaishnava Gaja entered admission. Positive something.
How can we understand that Vishnu is a guna avatar?
Guna avatar.
And just he is near guna.
Guna means here. Birth and death. In the middle, a little trace of sustenance. And that sustenance is supplied from that world, that is Vishnu. Vishnu is in the other area. But here, birth and death, within that, some sort of sustenance is seen. And that sustenance cannot come from this mortality. That has to come from ray, comes from there, and the sustenance in the middle of birth and death, that is destruction, that is the contribution of Vishnu. But this is influenced by creation and destruction. Only little whatever sustenance that cannot come but from Vishnu. This sort of durability is borrowed from there. That is Vishnu Sattva Guna. Here.
So even though in Padma Purana Vishnu is telling Shiva to advent, to mislead the populace in Kali Yuga, so he comes as Shankaracharya.
Yes.
Still, we
there
can say
there is also a bright side of it. When in a hospital, there are many serious diseased persons, to segregate them from amongst the all ordinary diseased persons. To save for segregation, to save this mass, the general patients, take them away, give some sort of temptation that we are the highest, take them out, those serious diseased souls, so that ordinary soft, the mild temperament disease, they will get benefit to culture, this bhakti, away from those rogues, something like that.
So this is the purpose of mundane education.
Yes. Lokan mad vimkhan kuru. You can easily take them away from these soft-minded people who want to culture my devotion, groupify. Where is Puri Maharaj?
I'm here, Maharaj.
You are doctor, he is also a doctor. Doctor, you meet and discuss. You are doctor in first which subject?
Chemistry.
And you?
Neurobiology.
Biology.
Neuro.
So any common? Anything common?
New biology.
Yes. And the chemistry?
It's called Maya.
Hare Krishna, science, civilization. They are proud of researching. But they are proud of coming to this, taking to this world that is already existing there. And in very, very higher development, how much they have researched. So many wonders, full of wonders, everywhere. And a meager part they have taken to this light, and they are boasting that we are masters. And ultimately what they are doing, according to Newton, they are giving loan to the mass from the nature, and they will have to pay off to the party this loan, exhausting comfort from the nature, and that must be paid to the pie. Reaction. Shoshan and Shoshito. Exploitation. And to be exploited, that is the very inevitable nature of this world. So it is undesirable to live in such world, unfit for living. We must aspire after a fair land, a fair plane, to have our home.